just what he did. That was amazing to me when, what he took.
Basically thinking about it now.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Exactly what he did.
Well, would people in the community get together for weddings like they would for funerals?
No, they wouldn't get together for weddings like they did a funeral. Because I can't never remember going to a wedding. When I was coming up, I can't remember going to a wedding. Nope. No, I understand the preacher would marry him at the home, you know. No, I understand he'd go there and marry him at the home. Maybe they'd have two or three people there, but they wouldn't have nothing like they're doing now, you know. No church wedding or nothing like that. I can't remember a church wedding when I was coming up.
You know, after some weddings, if the couple wasn't going off on a honeymoon or anything, sometimes a lot of people would follow them back to the house, and they kind of play tricks on them. Shoot off guns,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Did they do that around here?
Yeah. We would when, like if they were there, maybe the next night they would have what we call a candy pulling.
Candy pulling.
Candy pulling.
This was after a wedding?
Yeah. A candy pulling. I tell you where it was. Syrup was plentiful. All right, they would get a great big wash pot like that. They put gallons of syrup in it, and they put a fire on it, slow fire, cook it slow. And they would get a big wood pile. Somebody keep stirring it. Just continue stirring it. If you didn't, it would burn, you know. Keep stirring it until the syrup gets so thick. It would be just like this bubble gum, you know, and I would get me a partner, and this guy get him a partner. Well, they would swap up, it'd be girls, you know, maybe a girl and a boy, maybe sometimes it'd be two girls and it'd be two boys, but anyway, they'd give me a ball of candy about like that, you know, and it's soft, you know, not too soft, you know. And you just, one catch this end, one catch this end. All right, this one twist this way. And I would twist this way, you know. I'd go this way and she would go that way. And just keep twisting. Then you make a stick of candy that long, you know. And when you make it, just let it stay there until it get cool. And it'll break just like this peppermint. This little sticks of peppermint can. You can break it in half just like that.
Was that traditional to do that after a wedding?
Yeah. Yeah. We done that after a wedding. Have a candy pulling. And lots of times, well, we would have the candy pulling and the peanut parching along with it. And we would play games with the peanuts. And so a fella get him so many peanuts, and we would use the wood. Well, I'd get so many in my hand, you know, and I'd hold my hand up to you, and I'd say, Jack in the Bush. And you say, and I'd say, how many? And you'd say, 15. Then I open my hand. If I didn't have 15, you'd have to make out the 15. And all over 15, you would have to make out. All right, that's the way we played with peanuts.